Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Nidaros partners with Abanxes. Nidaros, an RPA provider, has partnered with Abanxes, an open banking provider, to offer its clients access to more than 2,000 European banks. The BayPay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, BayPay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Salad Money secures £40 MLN debt facility. Social impact fintech Salad Money has secured a £40 million debt facility with a US-based credit fund to help unlock loans for NHS and public sector workers. JCB partners with VP Bank for credit card launch. Japan-based global payment brand JCB has announced its partnership with VP Bank to launch the new VP Bank JCB credit card service for Gen's customers in Vietnam. Nucleus 365 launches rapid transfer. UK-based payment institution Nucleus 365 has launched its new European instant payment service Rapid Transfer to make online payments easier for merchants. Cellpoint Digital starts collaborating with billing platform. Payments orchestrator Cellpoint Digital has partnered with cloud-based monetization company billing platform to offer cloud-based revenue management solutions. Grocery JOKR secures $50 million MLN at US$1.3 billion valuation. Germany-based grocery delivery platform JOKR has raised US$50 million in its Series C investment round, reaching a US$1. Standard AI acquires Skip. Retail solutions provider Standard AI has signed a definitive agreement for the acquisition of self-checkout solutions provider Skip to combine self-checkout with autonomous retail. ASOS, good weave to address labor rights in fashion supply chains. UK-based fashion retail company ASOS has partnered with non-profit organization Good Weave to assess the compliance with human rights of fashion suppliers based in India. P97 partners with Visa for mobile payments. Connected commerce and mobility services provider P97 Networks has announced its partnership with Visa to deploy its token technology for mobile payments. Kenya clears fraud allegations against Flutterwave. Nigeria-based fintech Flutterwave has reportedly been cleared of money laundering allegations which were leveled against it by the Assets Recovery Agency, ARA, in Kenya. Sohn buys Completron to add new anti-financial crime capabilities. Hungary-based fraud prevention company Sohn has acquired AML company Completron to launch a unified fraud, AML, and fincrime platform. ATFX introduces a blockchain verification technology. Fintech broker ATFX has introduced a new blockchain verification technology that provides a trustable verification process for customers. Fujitsu launches a new platform for Web3 developers. Japan-based multinational IT company Fujitsu has launched a new platform aimed at supporting Web3 developers globally. Membrane Finance launches a regulated euro stablecoin. Finland-based fintech company Membrane Finance has launched a fully reserved, EU-regulated stablecoin and payments network. Spanish cash management startup Snab raises 1.1 million. Snab, a Spanish business-to-business payments and cash management startup, has raised $1.1 million in pre-seed funding. EBA Day 2023. What to expect from this year's conference? EBA Day is back again, and both Finextra and the Euro Banking Association are gearing up to welcome guests in person in Madrid on the 20th to the 21st of June. Nucleus 365 debuts European instant payments. Nucleus 365, a UK-based payment institution offering a centralized platform for global payment processing, FX and connected banking, has launched rapid transfer payment options for its European merchants. Biometric ID and payments platform Wink secures $3 million seed investment. Wink, a Texas and California-based biometric identity and payments platform, is pleased to announce that it has received an additional $3 million of seed investment. Zopa switches on Experian Boost data. Experian Boost data will now be included in Zopa Bank's credit card decisioning process, giving customers better rates and offering them reduced APR for a fixed period. FCA sets up Innovation Advisory Group. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has appointed 7 advisors to a new Innovation Advisory Group, IAG, which will meet for the first time this month. SEC WhatsApp crackdown expands to hedge funds. The Securities and Exchange Commission is widening its probe into Wall Street's use of WhatsApp for conducting business to include major hedge funds, according to Bloomberg. Broadridge connects with Point Focal. To provide clients with better access to innovative portfolio analytics and alternative data-driven quantitative insights, global fintech leader, Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, today announced a strategic partnership with analytics solution provider, Point Focal. Acceptor names Neil Chatrath as head of North American sales. Acceptor, the financial sector's leading data automation platform provider, today announced the appointment of Neil Chatrath as head of sales for North America. Sohn acquires AML specialist Completron. Reacting to a surge in anti-money laundering fines, fraud prevention company Sohn has acquired compliance and financial crime specialist firm, Completron. MoneyHub responds to FCA's pension dashboard proposals. MoneyHub, the award-winning open data platform and alpha partner to the Pensions Dashboards Program, PDP, has highlighted the Financial Conduct Authority's, FCA's, support for multiple pensions dashboards, saying this is already a reality, in its response to the FCA and PDP's consultations. Stripe CFO exiting to handle family matters. Divya Suryadevara will leave the digital payments startup in April, as Stripe executives weigh taking the company public. B2B BNPL offers a high-potential new chapter in payments. Business-to-business, B2B, payments are one of the world's most used financial services, and estimates predict global transaction. Bank of Ireland to shutter its mobile phone top-up service. The Bank of Ireland has revealed plans to shut down its mobile phone top-up service in order to focus on new features for its banking app. Boku insecures in principal payment aggregator authorization from RBI. Provider of mobile payment solutions Boku in has received an in-principal authorization, enabling more payment choice for Indian consumers and Boku merchants. Nexi announces partnership with Eni. Italy-based fintech company Nexi has announced its partnership with Eni, an energy company, to develop its electronic and digital payment services in Europe. TerraPay partners with Beyond Money. Netherlands-based fintech company TerraPay has announced its partnership with Beyond Money to enhance outward remittances from Bahrain to key integrated networks. Interpol to police crimes in the metaverse. Interpol has confirmed it is investigating how it could police crimes in the metaverse, as criminals have started targeting users on similar virtual world platforms. Recap launches a crypto tax dashboard for UK investors. Crypto tax calculation service Recap has launched a crypto tax dashboard that can bridge the gap between crypto trades and taxes. Confirma Pay appoints Jason Lalor from Square as CEO. Confirma Pay and Sabre Corporation today announced the appointment of Jason Lalor as Chief Executive Officer of Confirma Pay. Ion pays ransom, claim hackers. The gang that attacked Ion Trading UK's systems last week says that the firm has paid a ransom. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.